chef, Eric. They're animals.
They are. They
but are. They're hungry animals. I mean, they're drooling all over themselves. The whole thing's getting very ugly. But one thing that isn't ugly is the Cook's Warehouse. It's an amazing place to come, my friends. It is a wonderful, wonderful place, whether it's the Cook's Warehouse here in Brookhaven or here where we are today in East Cobb. It's absolutely amazing. They have wonderful classes and seminars, like the class that's going to be held July 27th with Kim Youngblood on the Big Green Egg. This is the newest location to purchase Big Green Eggs in the Marietta area. It is exciting. It is wonderful. And when we talk about exciting, wonderful, beautiful, besides Chef Eric and I, we're talking about Jesse Lysiak, current reigning survivor on MasterChef from the hit Fox TV series. Let's give it up for Chef Jess.
Thank you.
Now, Jess, I've had several people ask me if they could suck up to you after the show and get a few pictures.
I'll let it happen. A little schmoozing. A little sucking up. Huh?
Guys, you're lucky. All right.
So we've got a few things going here. So the relish is still going. Tell us what you just did.
So finally, the orange juice mixture has reduced down to half a cup. So I've added the chopped red onion and the chopped tomatoes. Now that's all I'm going to add. Just wait for it to get to the right consistency. More liquid reduced out, and that's going to become your relish. And just keep tasting. Make sure it's the spice and the sweet and the salt that you like, because those are all key important ingredients.
Okay. And now back to our little grit cakes here. So about an inch thick, three-quarters of an inch to an inch thick.
Right.
And you're gonna do the thing that people always wonder. I know this has happened at home. They'll take leftover grits. The next day, they'll create a little grit cake, and they'll stick it in a frying pan. And you just about have to redecorate your kitchen after you do that, because it starts popping all over the place. So you're going to do something smart with your grit cakes. How are you going to cook these?
I'm baking them off. So I have just put a piece of aluminum foil on a sheet pan, and I've brushed it with melted butter. So then I've got a 3.5-inch round, and I'm just going to cut out the cakes. They're just going to pop out, just like this. Just put
you
it
know what?
On.
You, come here. Would you like to help Jesse punch out a cake?
Sure.
All right. How about this, huh?
I like it.
Now you can tell your friends I was with a MasterChef.
It's going good.
There you go.
So just get as many as you can out of there and just line them up. And then as soon as they're all cut out and put on the buttered tinfoil, we're just going to brush them one more time, put them in an oven that's at 450, about 10 to 12 minutes per side, and
that's Chef Eric's portion.
So these grit cakes are about, for people at home listening, they're about the size of like a rice cake almost, but taste absolutely nothing like a rice cake, which is
like
the good news.
Decadent.
For those of you who don't understand what a rice cake is,
so
I'll bring it to realism. A Burger King quarter pounder, about the same size as thick as a double quarter pounder. I'm just saying.
They don't understand
rice cake.
Obviously, yes, we don't eat fast food.
I know, no kidding. So. Fast food is evil. All right. Good food, fast, is not evil, but fast food is evil.
Oh,
all right,
please.
So you're brushing that off again with a little bit more of the melted butter. And that could be clarified butter or not.
I didn't clarify it.
Sure.
It's baking off.
Because he'd do nothing but give us a hard time about it anyway. So
okay.
Stick in the oven at what temperature?
I have it at 450. So you just want to watch it, and you want a nice golden brown crisp, and then you flip it.
Okay, terrific. So those are going to get flipped in the oven. Now, in the meantime, I've turned the heat off of the sauce. I want the sauce to cool down a bit before we actually use it in the pizza.
Yeah, it's pretty pasty.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We actually put the cold grits. I mean, these are cold and kind of probably... Stop it. Don't throw grits. I just know what happened to you as a...
What?
She's looking at it like, wait, I didn't see him wash his hands exactly.
Oh, and you have?
Yes, I have been. Just several times, as a matter of fact. So, it's good.
No?
Good. She says no.
Well, you know what?
I wouldn't either having it handed to me like that. That's gross. Oh!
Oh. Don't you dare throw that at me.
There you go, Bert. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Enough throwing food. So the sauce is off. It's got to cool down. The grit cakes, how long do you think those are going to take, Jesse?
Let's say 11 minutes per side.
Okay.
That's just a rough approximation.
There you go.
11 points.
So while that's going, let's go ahead and go back to our pizza. One of the things we did is we've rolled out the pizza. It's sitting here on the pizza peel, getting ready to be used. We top it with a either you can use a just a regular rag, a little tea towel, something like that, over the over the dough. Tea towel?
Whatever. A tea towel.
Sounds a little dainty for him.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many of you all out there have a tea towel at the house?
See? There you go.
Probably everyone who's married.
Anyway, and that'll protect it from sort of crusting over, drying out, and getting kind of nasty. So the other thing we did then is we took some onions. I took a real sweet Vidalia onion, a little bit of olive oil and salt, stuck it in some tin foil, put it out for 45 minutes roughly on the Big Green Egg on indirect heat. And so those have cooked off nicely. Those are going to be used, so they're already cooked. They're going to be used on the pizza rather than using a raw onion on the pizza. You could do either one, but I just wanted the consistency of sort of the softer onion on it. And then we also have some red bell peppers that, again, covered with a little bit of olive oil and salt. Put that in foil, and that's also out on the egg, and that's going to cook as well.
Well, how are you going to celebrate National Ice Cream Soda Day today?
I will celebrate it by going to Barbecue One, I think, afterwards, and then going and having a cigar.
Can I invite myself?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
She likes cigars.
Does she really?
And she knows all about the Grey Cliffs.
Because in the whole boating thing, that's a big thing, the cigars from Grey Cliff. It's kind of synonymous with Nassau, and it's a specialty.
Well, you'll
there.
Have to come visit us at our favorite
she's
hangout.
She's going to come afterwards. I think we'll talk her into going afterwards. So, there you go.
We didn't drive too far.
You didn't drive? So that's too bad for you. anyway, so this...
See what happens when you mess with Mother Nature?
Put that anywhere over there.
Yeah. She was getting ready to throw it at you for being ugly.
All right, so while all this is going on, now I've seen you chopping up some shrimp over here. This is raw shrimp?
Raw shrimp. Get it already deveined and peeled. Saves, you know, some of the legwork. Just chop it up because this is going to be the base of your shrimp cake.
And how fine should that be chopped?
It's a pretty fine chop. That way it cooks quicker, more even with everything else, because you don't want to burn the outside and not have your shrimp cooked on the inside.
Excellent.
And we always prefer Louisiana shrimp from Louisiana Seafood, because we love Louisiana. We love their seafood. And if you've ever had their shrimp, their crabs, their crawfish, anything Louisiana, it's good stuff, Sha.
All right, so one of the other things we have not done yet is we've taken this salmon that's been marinating. Let's go ahead and get this out on the Big Green Egg.
Before we lose the audience to starvation.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mike, why don't, if you would take that out there, I'd appreciate it. And let's get you a... You got one? All right. All right, so that's going to cook on, preferably on... okay, this may be, I don't know... So Kim, let me ask you: when you do a fish with skin on salmon, are you going to go indirect or direct?
I usually go indirect, probably using some type of plank, a cedar plank or alder,
okay.
And soak that for about 30 minutes beforehand. I'll go indirect, depending on the fish.
Right.
But a salmon, probably go indirect for 5 to 6 minutes aside.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and you know, on the egg, I'll tell you, sometimes I'm tempted not even to flip it just because it will cook nicely on top and with the convection. So, Mike, as you go out there, let's put this, I think we can put it on indirect heat. There may be a pizza stone on there, skin side down. Rather than how you would cook it if you were cooking in a pan, you're going to put presentation side down first. And then you're not going to touch it, and you're not going to try and move it around too early, because what's going to happen, obviously, is it's going to sort of stick to the pan more than anything else. So in this case, we're starting with the opposite. We're going to start skin side down on the Big Green Egg, and that will start cooking it with that convection. It will cook really both sides at the same time. And you may find that unless you wanted specifically grill marks on the top, you don't really actually need to flip it. So,
and we're going to flip it. Flip it to the next segment. How are we going to do that? We're going to do it with a quick commercial break, because we are Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs today, live at the Cook's Warehouse in Fabio's East Cobb. It's over here in Marietta. It's a great place to come. It's about food, fun, and celebrating a good life, my friends. Remember this. Steve Whitmire is coming up. He's going to tell you everything you need to know about grass-fed beef and more. Beef buffet, baby. Chef of the Fat Man, taking it to the streets of Marietta.